This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Cardi B has filed paperwork with the United States Patent and Trademark Office to trademark her catchphrase for, quote, paper goods, namely paper cups and posters, unquote. She also plans to put the phrase on t-shirts, sweatshirts, pants, shorts, jackets, footwear, hats, caps, blouses, dresses, jumpsuits, leggings, shirts, sweaters, and yes, undergarments. Horror flick Us has set a new opening weekend record for original horror films, earning $70 million. This total for Jordan Peele's latest film blows by the original horror movie opening record of $50 million set by A Quiet Place last year. Us is also more than double the opening weekend earned by Peele's previous film, Get Out. And it only cost $20 million to make. Ka-ching! As Lori Loughlin and husband Massimo continue to deal with the fallout over allegations that they were involved in a college bribery scheme, their daughter Olivia Jade is reportedly at odds with her parents and blames her mom and dad for this scandal and for the downfall of her career. She was making $2 million a year, and now already Sephora has dropped their endorsement deal. Idiots! All of them. Adele and Jennifer Lawrence continue to have one of the most enviable friendships in Hollywood. The Grammy-winning singer and her Oscar-winning actress pal were spotted at New York City gay bar Pieces for a fun girls' night out featuring a drag show. They both participated in an onstage drinking contest. Yep, Adele took home first place. Now, why am I not surprised? The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is having to deal with growing pressure to revoke Michael Jackson's two inductions and remove any Jackson memorabilia from the Cleveland Museum. This is due to the damning allegations about child molestation that have come forward about the pop star in the documentary Leaving Neverland. Jackson's estate is currently in the process of suing HBO for airing it. Good luck with that. Barbara Streisand offered an apology for her remarks on the two Michael Jackson accusers, saying, quote, "I'm profoundly sorry for any pain or misunderstanding I caused," unquote. Her original controversial statement said, quote, "I feel bad for the children. I feel bad for him. I blame the parents who would allow their children to sleep with him. The abuse didn't kill them, though," unquote. Babbling babs. Orlando Bloom is letting go of his bachelor life and the house that goes with it. The actor and fiancé Katy Perry are currently living together in the pop star's home because it's more private. So, the Lord of the Rings star has decided to sell his own pad. A source said, quote, "Since they're engaged, it was just a natural step for them to live together," unquote. Yep, and next goes his identity. Dr. Dre bragged about his daughter getting into the University of Southern California with no jail time in an apparent dig at the high-profile celebrity parents embroiled in the college admission scam. The hip-hop legend posted an Instagram photo of himself and his daughter saying, quote, "My daughter got accepted into USC all on her own. No jail time," unquote. California love. Jenna Kramer and husband Mike Cawson have worked to rebuild their marriage after the former NFL star's infidelity tore them apart. Now Mike admits he underwent sex addiction treatment and relapsed a year ago. The couple married in 2015 and split in 2016 after she learned he cheated. They reconciled and renewed their vows in 2017. Now that's a happy ending. Fox TV has issued a statement after Chicago's DA dropped all charges against Jussie Smollett. "We are gratified on behalf of Jussie Smollett following the news that all charges have been dropped against the actor. He has always maintained his innocence, and we're gratified on his behalf that all charges against him have been dismissed," unquote. Smollett, however, could still face federal charges. Alec Baldwin said his wife, Hilaria, wants a fifth and final child, though he may have reached his limit. She's up for the challenge. I'm the one who's not up for the challenge, he said. Alec, 60, and his wife, Hilaria, 35, already have a full house with four children. The reason he doesn't want any more? His age. When my kids graduate school, I'll be 85, he laughed. Yep, old fart. Nearly a year after his passing, the family of Tim Bergling, aka DJ Avicii, are launching a foundation in his memory. The multi-platinum selling artist and DJ died in Oman of an apparent suicide. The Tim Bergling Foundation will, quote, initially focus on supporting people and organizations working in the field of mental illness and suicide prevention. Very cool. Emily Ratajkowski and her new husband have been exploiting a legal loophole to live rent-free in New York. The couple's landlord recently claimed that the model and independent movie producer Sebastian Bear McLard haven't paid rent for the NoHo Loft where they've lived since 2017. Their landlord also accused the couple of playing extremely loud music all night long. Hey, turn that down. Natalie Portman's stalker has been arrested yet again, and law enforcement considers him such a threat, they upped his bail to $500,000. Gregory Pierce was arrested for allegedly violating the restraining order Portman has against him. She's been granted a permanent restraining order against Pierce, but he ignored it. And now, he's gonna be saying hello to Bubba. Oh, yeah. The Trash Bin. Mama June's daughter, Pumpkin, is thanking fans for their support during the family's rough patch. June Shannon was arrested on March 13th at an Alabama gas station. She allegedly had crack cocaine and a crack pipe on her at the time and was charged with drug possession. June's boyfriend, Gino Doak, was also arrested. Their fans apparently support them. Idiots supporting idiots.
The news wrap-up.
Apple News Plus suffered brief outages on its first day, crashing when people tried to load stories. Uber announced a $3 billion deal to buy Middle East rival Careem. Facebook has removed more accounts from Iran, Russia, Macedonia, and Kosovo, citing coordinated inauthentic behavior. UPS is using drones to transport medical supplies between hospitals.
Yeah, we've got a runaway drone with colostomy bags. Do you copy?
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Dumbo takes over the box office.
The number one album.
Bad Habits by NAB is the best-selling album in the USA.
The number one app.
And what else would it be? Yep, it's Minecraft again.
The number one book.
The Right Side of History from Ben Shapiro is the best-selling nonfiction book.
Jacques Bermond Webster II, better known professionally as Travis Scott, signed a deal with Kanye West Good Music after appearing on the label's 2012 compilation album, Cruel Summer. Then, in 2013, Scott signed a record deal with T.I.'s Grand Hustle and released two mixtapes in the next 12 months. His debut studio album, Rodeo, was released in 2015, featuring the hit single, Antidote. His second album, Birds in the Trap Sing McKnight, received generally positive reviews. But it was his third album, Astroworld, last year, which produced his first number one single, Sicko Mode. Here's Travis Scott featuring The Weeknd with the song of the week, Wake Up.
I don't wanna wake up. I want you spread out on the sheets. Sound so good. So sweet. I don't wanna wake up.
Please don't wake me up. Feel like I'm dreaming. Any given Sunday, you can get it really beaming. I can make your Mondays even better like the weekend.
That's my cocoa on my iced tea. Bend the over for some piping. Bust the clouds, shoot the lightning. Pop it now, no we can't sleep.
I don't wanna wake up. I want you spread out on the sheets. Cause I'm so good. Yeah, girl, that so sweet. I don't wanna wake up.
That was Travis Scott featuring The Weeknd with the song of the week, Wake Up. visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.